Yeah.
Hey, Norm, you want to talk to the president of your fan club? I'm serious. He's listening online in Boston because we're streaming on the internet finally, live105.com. Steve in Boston. That sounds weird here in San Francisco. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, you're on with Norm MacDonald.
Hey, Steve.
Awesome. Say again?
I said hi, Steve.
He's the president of your fan club, babe.
So...
That's cool.
Do you have anything? Are you starstruck, Steve? Steve, are you there?
I'm there.
All right.
Damn, you were having problems with some guy's cell phone before, and I was like, what a schmuck, and then now it's me.
Oh, okay. So can you hear us okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, you want to call us back? It's a very big moment for you. I mean, you are the president of the Norm MacDonald Fan Club, and you're on with the guy himself.
I know, finally, after 5 years, you never want to talk to me, but now, finally, I'm on.
Oh, he's like a
San
stalker.
Francisco, the greatest radio station ever, Live 105.
There you go. Thanks
and
for
he works for Live 105.
So do you have a question?
So my question is, I heard Norm is writing a new movie or a TV or something. He hired some writer to help him out. I was wondering what that movie or TV show is about and when it's going to be in production, that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, I wrote a movie. I didn't hire a writer. I hired a typist. I don't know how to type. And so I write everything on a legal pad. And so I needed a guy that knew how to type and
computer
and margin and you know how to use a computer because I don't know how. So yeah, no, it's cool because it's the first movie I wrote by myself, and it's real good. So they bought it. And
what's it about?
What's it about?
Yeah,
it's called Court Appointed Attorney, and it's about a.
What a riot of a title, man!
Are you serious?
Kill him. Well, yeah. Well, maybe. I don't know. It depends.
He's a court-appointed attorney. That's an idiot, and he's like a real bad court-appointed attorney. And he gets a big case, and he does everything wrong, you know. And a man's life is at stake. And
hilarity ensues.
Yeah, hilarity ensues.
All right,
you're the star then.
No, I'm not. No, I didn't want to be. I don't want to be a star of a movie ever again.
Why?
Dude, Dirty Work was good. Everybody says it sucked and whatever, but I really enjoyed Dirty Work.
Here's the thing. I like being comedic, you know, and I realize when you have to star in a movie nowadays, you gotta do love scenes.
It's gotta be artsy and whatever.
Yeah. You gotta do like the soft moments and all that stuff. So I said, no, I don't want to do that anymore. I'll write it for a star and I'll be the funny sidekick that doesn't have to have redeeming quality.
What star would you like to see, Norm, in this?
In the movie?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of guys have expressed interest in it, some big stars, so I don't want to say a guy in case.
No, but here's the thing.
Norm needs to make a better decision about who the director is going to be in this movie, though.
Well, I have no decision on the director, unfortunately.
Hey, Steve, the phone screener told me that you want to request that... Norm here sends you a box of hair and teeth. Is that true?
I have no idea what he's talking about.
Okay. Just wondering, man. All right. Well, good luck in Boston, dude.
Thank you, Steve.
All right. Thanks a lot, man.
Thanks for being president, man.
Hey, Steve, how many people in this fan club?
I don't know. It's like a webpage, and so like thousands of people visit.
Thousands,
and
yeah,
a bunch of people post on Message Wars, fakenews.net.
Fakenews.net. There you go.
Very
thanks,
good.
Man.
Thank you, Steve.
Listening online in Boston. How about that?
Sweet.